escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Coming up on this show in about a half an hour, we will talk with Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football, and we'll talk to Bill O'Brien every Thursday during the season, all fall long on this show. Speaking of fall, Curtis, I don't know if it's too early for you, but angry Principal Dave is on the phone with some feedback, apparently, on the upcoming fall season on the radio show. Is it okay this early?
Always great to hear from Dave.
Okay, Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. Now, who am I to give advice to a Marconi winner and a show that's nominated for a Marconi? But if I may, I would like to be the voice of the people. And, you know, actually Ken asked me to call you because he's scared to talk to you. But, you know, you guys have great banter, the five of you, for 4 hours. Yeah. All we're asking is for the leads, tighten it up, 10 minutes, just let them all go in one segment. And then, for God's sake, during Hill Notes, can we just let the Hill Notes play? There is too much banter going on during the Hill Notes. Now, if you guys give it a quick, oh, that was a good one or that was a bad one, I don't get it. But yesterday, you guys just went on a tangent for a long time. So if you could just tighten up the Hill Notes, you know, the people want their voice heard. I'm just speaking for the people, Greg, not for me.
I understand that,
so,
but it seems
take
it like
into consideration.
It seems this particular feedback is motivated by your own personal advantage. Like
one could speculate that, but it's also again a lot of feedback from the streets. I hear a lot, you know. And plus, Ken wanted me to call you, so I'm throwing him under the bus too.
Okay, great. Well, we'll give it some thought.
When streets are talking.
I always say, Greg, when a line doesn't work the first time, make sure you wedge it in again.
We'll give it some thought.
Got to listen to the streets, Greg.
Yeah. But listen, we got pretty good lineup, I think, for regular guests throughout the football season. And that, of course, includes Mike Vrabel, head coach of the New England Patriots, and Boomer Esiason, who will join us. And we're not charging Boomer anything, Curtis. Doesn't have to pay for his own phone call here or anything like that, unlike the Ring of Honor.
Yes.
And then Tuesday's Ty Law back with the show again. And on Thursday's Bill O'Brien. And Friday we are talking to either Pop Douglas or to Robert Splaine. So should be pretty good throughout this football season.
Be a good time. I want to hear from Pop, because Pop sounds like, just from seeing him, some of the interviews, he kind of gets into it a little bit. He gives you a little bit of something, you know?
So
it should be interesting.
And he was another guy last night, very funny. And so can't wait to have him on the show with us every single week. So, all right. To honor Dave's request, let's get right to today's leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for the lead.
Chime, that is Three Dog Night. And Mama Told Me Not to Come, I believe, is the title of that song.
Nailed it, Greg. Well done.
And with So Much to Love, you don't want to miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. They are presenting this morning's leads, including this one from Shime.
Hey, Greg, so yesterday the Patriots ended up, as you guys mentioned already, ended up cutting Kendrick Bourne per his request. According to reports, though, after not being able to trade him to the Minnesota Vikings. And if that was the case, if they were actually trying to trade him to the Minnesota Vikings, I'm kind of curious why they couldn't trade him to the Minnesota Vikings. If you're going to release him anyways, why wouldn't you have just taken, I don't know, like a seventh-round pick or a pick swap? How hard would that have been?
Are you suggesting that somebody is being disingenuous?
Yes, I am saying that somebody is being very disingenuous. That the news that comes out that they're trying so hard to trade these players isn't accurate. Or they're just really bad at it. I mean, you can have your pick of which you'd like. Yeah. I don't think either is good, but you're reportedly trying to trade Kyle Duggar. Can't get a deal done there because of the contract that you gave him, and which also means that you're not willing to eat any of the contract, which, again, on you. Mm-hmm. And then reports are you couldn't trade Kendrick Bourne, which is why you had to release him upon his request. You could have traded him for a seventh-round pick. You were cutting him anyways. Get something.
Did they want more than that, though?
Who cares if they wanted more? They got nothing.
No, I understand that.
That's the whole point. Like, that's the whole point is, if you're going to cut him anyways, who cares what you get? Take a bag of balls.
Yeah.
Take $500.
We need a rat on this thing. Where's the rat to tell us what's really going on?
It's a great question. Yeah. I don't know.
And no more rats over there. Mike exterminated all of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Vrabe said, nope, no more rats.
No more rats.
Rat of the fumigators.
Yeah. Yeah. He did like Woo when he got all the metal trash cans. New rats. So, I mean, I'm with you, Sean. Get a seventh-round pick if you can. But maybe teams weren't willing to give up a seventh-round pick for Kendrick Bourne.
I don't know, man. I just look at the 49ers, who wide receivers are getting injured left and right. They, like, only have Ricky Pearsall now.
Mm-hmm.
The Vikings clearly wanted a receiver. Reportedly, you had talked to them. They ended up trading for Adam Thielen, which cost way more than what it would have cost for Kendrick Bourne. So, look, Maybe a team didn't want Kendrick Bourne, Wiggy.
That's what it tells me, that no one wanted to give up a seventh-round pick.
But then why did they say they were in trade negotiations with the Vikings? Like, you don't need to tell us that then. Mm-hmm. Because if it does, it makes you look incompetent.
508 text on the Subaru of New England text line, which says, this is when blaming Wolfie comes in handy.
Bingo. Wolf dropped the ball on this one. Come on, Elliot. Should have made this thing happen. That's why.
Fall guy.
Oh, man. It's going to be great for Vrabel and Robert. Wolf is going to be the fall guy till they, you know, fire him after the season. And then they can.
You're sitting up in section 300 and they don't have the chili that week.
Yep.
It's Elliot Wolf's fault.
Hey, what's going on here?
Salmon undercooked.
Why doesn't he have his cleats? Elliot Wolf's fault.
All right. Shime, very interesting. Thank you very much. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. So let's look back at the 2021 free agency of the New England Patriots, where Tom Brady won a Super Bowl and then they lost their ever-loving mind spending money. They signed Hunter Henry, still here, Jonnu Smith, Kendrick Bourne, Matthew Judon, and Davod Godchow, among others, with over $160 million in guaranteed money. The New England Patriots are going to do their very best by talking to friends in the media and saying things that are not so thinly veiled about how Bill Belichick is the reason this team finds itself where it is. And I'm going to tell them once again, that is a fool's errand.
Ooh.
Curtis, you're
defending Bill here.
Of course.
Okay.
He made mistakes. Who doesn't? I mean, my life is basically a big one. The Patriots have had opportunity after opportunity to improve the situation. They could have been better last year if they invested more in a staff surrounding Gerard Mayo. They would have been better last year if they spent money in the free agent market. This year, they wait until it's too late to act and then throw their hands in the air and release a guy. Like, oh, we tried our best. We were going to trade a first-round pick. Wiggy's right. I was wrong yesterday. I thought Vrabel would get the lion's share of the blame. The fan base loves Vrabel. He's pristine. They're going after Wolf. But this season, while Elliot Wolf will be a convenient fall guy, Robert Kraft will be the one that takes the slings and arrows, because the second Wolf is gone, which will be at some point, we will all realize that he was just doing the orders of his owner. And I just watch what happened with this. If this is a Gerard Mayo operation in year two, people are apoplectic that you enable a guy saying he doesn't want to play here. He had, quote, nagging injuries in the preseason. Maybe if they went to board and said, hey, if you really want out of here, get on the field, do your best, and we'll get something for you. Win-win on both sides.
Yeah.
I just look at this roster. It's like, I still think 10 wins because the division's, because the schedule's easy. But the organization remains rudderless from where I sit. Like, I love Mike Vrabel. I think they're, got a great staff. But until Kraft and the organization shift how they spend money and what they prioritize, they're not going to be winning again.
But that's the interesting thing about even with Kraft and being another genius. Until they fire Elliot Wolf, he'll skate because everything will be blamed on Elliot Wolf. They didn't spend money because Elliot Wolf didn't want to spend money, right? Elliot Wolf.
But nobody's going to believe that. Why would anybody believe that Elliot Wolf didn't want to spend money?
I think people do believe it with the poll that we put
if
up.
If I put it up, Kraft or Elliot, who do you think gets the most blame?
Elliot Wolf.
All right, let's do it up. Let's go mid-pants.
I think that's kind of because they, if he's out there saying, yeah, we can give up a first-round pick, we're willing to give up a second-round pick. There was the reports out there that they offered Chris Godwin all this money. So Kraft looks like, hey, if Elliot Wolf can get us that player, we're willing to pay. But it's got to be on him to make that decision if that's the right fit for the team or the right fit for the philosophy.
Yeah. Curtis, is this leading you to adjust your win total?
No, I'm at 10 because I didn't adjust the World Series take, even though when I thought the Red Sox sucked. So I look good in that one in the end, so I'm not going to change.
Okay.
10 wins. They win week one. I think they'll figure this out at some point. The staff is so much better than it was last year, and their schedule's worse. And I think Drake May should be better. All of that, I give them 10 wins, but the future of the organization, to me, remains murky.
Okay. Thank you, Curtis. Yep. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. We talk a lot on this show about ChatGPT and AI and the disaster that this could end up being for especially the youth as they're growing up. Jackson had a lead on this while Greg was out, and we all kind of laughed at him because it was a guy who was trying to prove that ChatGPT was dangerous and ChatGPT told him to kill somebody. But he was doing that on purpose. He was leading ChatGPT to help him to prove that. Now, there's a teenager in California, Adam Rain, 16 years old, who unfortunately died by suicide back in April. His parents are now suing OpenAI. They opened his phone after they found him, and they were trying to find if he was bullied, Snapchat, Instagram history, Facebook, what was going on in his life, what led to this tragedy. Where they found their answers was ChatGPT. Adam had used ChatGPT to send the layout of his bedroom where he hoped to ultimately commit this suicide. ChatGPT helped him to perfect how to do this.
Helped him commit suicide.
Correct. At one point, they have all the messages. They're online right now. At one point, he said, I want to leave the noose out in my room so my mom finds it and somebody stops me. And ChatGPT says, please do not leave it out. Please do not let somebody stop you. It was a complete suicide coach the entire time. The fact that ChatGPT is out there and people are using it for good, I get it. It's making people's lives much easier. But if you are going to have this type of system, this type of technology, and there are teenagers, there are people that are young using it and old, and are asking questions, if there is anything that leads to suicide, self-harm, there needs to be some type of emergency protocol that if there is somebody that is using ChatGPT to try to end their own life and is struggling, that they end the conversation, that they send out some type of warning to a helpline, that these people get help. If they are reaching out to ChatGPT to try to find a way to get their feelings out there, but clearly in this case, he's trying to get somebody to stop him. Mm-hmm. And in return, ChatGPT, this type of technology is helping him do it. It's terrible. I saw this story yesterday right after the show, and I haven't stopped thinking about it since. It's like this kid had everything in front of him. He had a great life. His parents were absolutely stunned by this terrible tragedy, losing their son, and it's ChatGPT that actually helped him do this. If you are a parent and you're listening right now, I know that a lot of them check Snapchat, a lot of them check Instagram, check DMs, check their messengers. You need to be making sure that if you have a child, a teenager that is on ChatGPT, that you're monitoring that as well.
Huh. Can you do that? Like, because does ChatGPT, does it have the ability?
Your history is there. They were able to find the history.
Does it have the ability to be like, all right, suicide, school shootings, to be able to send alerts to
parents?
To parents. Oh, yo, whoever, you know what I mean? It's like Google, right? If you Google stuff, it does. Google doesn't have the ability, like Courtney's trying to say, to send an alert or to put up a red flag.
She's saying parents should go and interfere in their kids' lives.
Right.
And look up their messages and make sure that they're you know, that they're reading them.
I thought she was saying that.
I think that is fine and they should do it. And it's, again... This is kind of an old head take from you. I like it.
Yeah.
Like, when it comes to technology, the advancement of it is not always a great thing.
Correct.
It's not always a good thing.
Correct.
So, yeah. All right. Well, that's terrifying.
Crazy
that happened.
Monitor your kids the best way you can.
Yes.
All right. Wiggy, good morning.
All right. Good morning. So, this is for all my my bros and bro ladies out there. That are
Broettes,
right?
I
was gonna say bruh, and
that's
bros,
what we wear, but
right?
Yeah,
my bro ladies.
I like broette.
Broette?
Yeah,
I like that. So all my bros and broettes. All right,
I like bro ladies.
Bro, you don't like, you like bro ladies too? Okay, for all the Sophie Cunningham, I saw this on. It's been all over the place. She's gone viral again. You know, credit to her. So here's her showing off her chicken cutlets. On a pickup truck.
Her Tommy cutlets or her
chicken
cutlets?
Her chicken cutlets.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Pretty good photo.
Yeah.
Sophie.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Cunningham, for those who don't know, plays in the WNBA.
Yes.
So this is a photo shoot that she did?
This is, a photo that she put back when when my knees were healthy.
Okay.
Because she has the knee injury. She's been out. I mean, we all know her because of her being kind of like the muscle for Caitlin Clark and everything like that.
Somebody looks thirsty.
Oh, yes. The thirst traps are out there. But, hey, good for her.
Yeah, right. I would do this, too, if you're Sophie Cunningham.
Take advantage of being
Caitlin. She had no idea who took this. She was just getting in the truck.
Take advantage of being Caitlin Clark's teammate and the fact that, you know, you're kind of like her bodyguard. Mm-hmm. And I know Caitlin kind of went on there and said, girl, you kind of got to slow down a little bit with the thirst traps in the comments, but... If you're somebody that maybe's in the market for a pickup truck,
right? So
this is a great ad for you.
Okay.
It is.
So your lead on this is essentially, hey, take a look at Sophie Cunningham's butt.
Bingo. Take a look at her butt.
That's your lead
for all the bros and like what do we call them?
Broettes.
Okay. Broettes. Okay. You know,
and people in Twitch are like pancakes.
I mean, some people like
pancakes.
Big butt.
Yeah.
Like, imagine looking at that photo and being like, gross.
What's
like,
pancake?
She looks very
pancakes?
Good.
Pancakes? Pancakes alike.
This is one case where I would say the WNBA is not paying her enough. Would say in this particular case, she needs to be paid. All right, Wiggy, thank you.
I like a rump roast, but people like chicken cutlets.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay.
Bill Belichick coaching his first college football game on Monday. And while he's working on that, his 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, is filing trademarks. And yesterday, the company that she and Bill have together, they have a company, filed a trademark request for the term gold digger.
Mm.
Is the company called 23andMe?
Apparently, she would like to create jewelry and keychains which feature the term gold digger on them. And she is hoping that she can trademark that term and apparently embrace the hate.
Did she run it by Kanye?
Right. That was going to be my question. If anybody can trademark it, it's Kanye.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a good name for a jewelry line, if that's what she's trying to do.
It is a good, you know, a good advertising.
But to trademark it, it's...
Right, but you want to trademark it for your company.
Yeah, I get it.
Now, what are we discussed? We discussed on the show that this company, which Jordan runs for Bill, applied for a bunch of trademarks 4 months ago with regard to Bill. Like, they applied for Chapel Bill, Do Your Job, All Belichick Team, and others. But in this particular case, this appears to be the one that Jordan, I'm assuming, hopes that they get most, and that she would be able to, from this point forward, she would be able to own the term gold digger. So
I'm all about owning the hate. Like, if she's going to do it, like, do it, you know, with your chest up, chest out.
But candidly, who cares about her? Like, somebody in his family needs to step in.
What are they going to do, though?
She's using his likeness to profit and embarrass the hell out of the guy she's supposed to be propping
up. People will buy her jewelry, though.
Yeah. Like, I don't care. He doesn't need the money. He's got more money than God.
It is embarrassing.
But he's competent, though. It's not like he was...
Do you think he is, though?
Yeah, who's the former Playboy model that married the guy in the wheelchair? And he was
Anna
like,
Nicole Smith.
Yeah, it's not like he doesn't
what
have...
What a pull, Craig.
It's a good one.
It's not like he's completely out there and he doesn't have his faculties about him. Like, Bill is coaching college football. He's aware of what's going on. So the fact that...
You think Bill's on board with this?
Of course
he is. Like, you think they had a conversation and she said, hey, I want to trademark gold digger.
And Bill's like,
yeah, go ahead, go for it.
Bill's like, all right, go ahead.
Okay, just make sure.
I understand they don't need the money, Curtis, but if she still wants to be working, doing something...
She needs the money.
Well, Curtis was like, they don't need the money. Why do this business? I get why she would want to do something on her own.
She can't. If she's getting, you know how we're like getting advice? If anybody's giving her advice, they'd be like, hey, listen, take advantage of your opportunity because this relationship won't last forever. So make sure that you're able to come out of it with something. So if she's able
Nobody's disputing that, Wiggy. But with all due respect, in the grand scheme of what we talk about, she's irrelevant.
Right, but
what is interesting to us is that Bill Belichick, who has had a one way that everybody viewed him for 30 years, she is altering that or attempting to. And if I'm his son or his daughter, I say to my dad, Dad, stop this.
Right. And you know what your dad says? Mind your business. I'm an adult. You're an adult. I raised you. Get the hell out of here. I know what I'm doing.
Well, but he doesn't. Just like
it's
similar when parents are at the end of their life. You make decisions for them just like they make them for you.
But
and your
he's
baby.
Not at the end of his life. He is working. He is coaching.
He is not Copus Mentor.
Yes, he is. You know what it is? He's looking at life through his pee goggles.
Yeah,
that's it.
I always think back to Greg, the Oscars, when Michael Douglas's dad or Stephen, whichever the elder, got up and he just couldn't speak. He was no longer able. A once brilliant actor was
Kirk Douglas.
Kirk Douglas, was out, and it just was so awful that this gentleman should not have had to do that in front of 30 million people. And everybody at the time that I was around said, Where is his family? Why would they allow him to be seen like
but
that?
But that's not what Bill is. Bill is in interviews, and I understand you'll jump to the CBS Morning, whatever that show was, Good Morning CBS, where he was in the cut-up sweatshirt. But if you listen to Bill in interviews, he's still Bill. Like, he doesn't seem like he's lost
it. He's like any, you know, guy who's in their 70s, that's active, that works a job, that drives it. Like, it's not like Bill is wheelchair bound and drooling out of the side of his mouth.
Yeah.
You know, it's like he's all for it. He's got his goggles on. Listen, the pee is a powerful thing.
Yeah.
And when she says, hey,
well, you know, it made you put on matching pajamas.
You're goddamn right.
With the missus and the family.
Right. So, I mean, we all been there before. You you started a sourdough that you named.
I made sourdough.
King Arthur.
Yeah. That's right.
You know, Santo's balls are in his bag. We all do it.
Yep. It wasn't named King Arthur.
Yes.
Brad Zeppelin.
I do love that Wiggy's mocked for wearing Christmas matching pajamas, and he says, you're GD right.
Yes, I mean, of course he does.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, the company that Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson own together, which I think Curtis said is called 73andMe. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. Is filing for trademarks. One of them is Gold Digger. Those are our leads, and we'll be back with Bill O'Brien, the head coach of Boston College football, next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.